You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's see what's trending. You know, the number one trending story, I think, right now is something that is very somber and grounding. Monday Night Football last night, a player for the Buffalo Bills, one of their defensive backs named Damar Hamlin, collapsed in the first quarter. He had been involved in a tackle and got hit in the chest and popped back up, but then immediately fell back down on the ground. They are reporting now that what he suffered was cardiac arrest. They came out on the field with a stretcher. Obviously, they spent a long time around him on the ground before an ambulance was brought out. They even were performing CPR and had one of those defibrillators there on the field.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
They revived him. It sounds like his heart stopped. I mean, that blunt force trauma to your heart, I mean, it can kill you. It can stop your heart.
Yeah, it was CPR, which probably saved his life. Now, he is in the hospital, and he is in critical condition. They released a statement at about 2 a.m. saying that he was in critical condition and was sedated. But this brings home the fact that these are just a game, and there's a 24-year-old young man who almost lost his life and now is fighting for his life.
Yeah,
and the photos and images of players on both teams down on a knee, many of them crying as they watch this, it kind of brings the whole idea of sports, it kind of twists it a little bit, doesn't it? And it's like,
it does. It puts it into perspective. It puts it into perspective that it's a quite a violent game. I mean, I'm wondering if some changes are going to be coming to the NFL as far as more padding and stuff up front now. We were watching it live last night as it all happened, and I had tears in my eyes. Nicole had tears in her eyes. Reed, my son, was extremely concerned. Nicole just texted me just a little bit ago, and she said, Reed just got up, and the first thing he said was, how's DeMar? That's the first thing he wanted to know this morning is how this football player was doing, because it was just, it was shocking last night. It really was.
You know, he has a charity. DeMar has a charity that he's been raising money for I think it's for buying toys for underprivileged children, I want to say. And they said in the hours after this happened, something like $2 million was donated.
I was up to like $3 million, like boom.
So people want to do something, and I think that's one. The game was postponed, and they don't know when they're going to make things up or how this will all play out. But like you said, a young man's life was on the line, and I salute the NFL for like putting the game aside.
Yeah, you had to.
Thank you for doing that.
Yep.
Speaking of games, the Nuggets lost last night. The Avs lost last night. What?
Huh.
Anyway, but the Nuggets are still in first place, which is very cool. They have put out each year, this university that's up in Michigan puts out its list of words and phrases that they say should be banished in the new year. And I got to say, I want to stand on a chair and scream with joy, because one of the words they included in their list is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
They say we need to ban that word, and you get a hear from me.
Yeah, you do, but it still makes me laugh every time I hear it. Like, when people say it, because it usually is amazing.
Amazing.
It's so funny.
Gaslighting is on the list. The word absolutely. I think the word literally should be banned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
After amazing, let's make literally.
Literally amazing.
And then they also included GOAT, but the abbreviation, as in greatest of all time.
He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
Meh.
You know, we were talking about news resolutions a little while ago. Country singer Lainey Wilson. Now, personally, I'm not familiar with her. Jeremy, you probably have all of her records or something.
Yes.
Anyway, she's going viral because of her New Year's resolution. It wasn't long ago that a video came out of her performing, and it was a shot taken kind of from behind, and all anyone could concentrate on was her booty, because I guess it was...
She's got a big booty. She's on. She's in Yellowstone too. The series Yellowstone, and
she is.
Yeah, that's where she's kind of flaunting it a little bit.
Okay. Anyway, because her booty went viral on this video, she has announced that her New Year's resolution is, and don't get upset with the use of language here, people. I'm just quoting her. This year's resolution is going to be to maintain my big ass so more people can kiss it. Love y'all.
Work it, girl. Work it. Why not? Yeah.
Y'all can kiss
for her. A little country twang, country toughness there.
Oh, that's funny. All right, what else is trending?
Are people still stranded at the Southwest counter at DIA? Does anybody know?
Well, there were another 300 flights canceled yesterday.
I don't know. It's the whole Southwest thing that's, you know, they've just kind of gone to hell. I know I saw a story yesterday that people were still missing their bags from about a week ago from that winter storm.
Crazy.
There is a story out this morning, though, talking about a dad and a mom that drove 1,100 miles through that snowstorm to get to Colorado from California to pick up their daughter for the holidays after her Southwest flight was canceled. This story has gone viral. So he's like, yeah, they hopped in the car, they drove through the crappy weather, grabbed their daughter, and took off because of the mess with Southwest.
I wonder what their road trip food was.
Ooh, I don't know. Probably something warm, hopefully. Some chili and cornbread, hopefully. Jeremy Renner is in the news.
Chili as road trip food?
Chili and cornbread is the perfect road trip food.
I don't see too many people sitting behind the wheel eating chili.
Oh, yeah, it's a big hit in the colder states, Tom. Jeremy Renner, you like him? Are you a fan?
Yeah, I do. I'm not a superhero movie guy, but I like his other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He is also in critical but stable condition after he was involved in an accident while plowing snow at his residence in Nevada on Sunday.
Crazy.
He was in
story.
One of those big snow cap machines, it sounds like, the ones with the tire tread or the tank treads on it that you see up at the ski resorts. He was in one of those and suffered some sort of blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries. He went through surgery yesterday. They're not really sure what the heck happened. There was a guy that helped him. A neighbor who's a doctor applied a tourniquet until paramedics could arrive. So sounds like a nasty injury, man.
You know, the
really
first
bad.
I heard about this was my stepdaughter, Zoe, was saying to me and Gretchen, she said, you know that guy from the superhero
Hawkeye
movie? Yeah, she goes, Hawkeye might lose his leg. And I was like, what? I go, that sounds like some sort of weird rumor.
Yeah. Nope.
But apparently he's in bad shape.
When a snow cat hits you, man, that's scary stuff. Things to get excited about in 2023. We've got the Super Bowl coming up on February 12th. Rihanna is going to be the halftime performance there. Apple and Samsung both have phones coming out. New Oculus headset coming out from Facebook. PlayStation has a VR set, and then Apple is supposed to unveil its first VR headset sometime this year. So that's going to be a big year for VR, it sounds like. A solar eclipse is coming on October 14th. But nobody's going to see it because they got their stupid VR headsets on, bouncing into walls and stuff. But the big news is, my God, they've got a lot of really good movies coming out this year. Dom, I know you're excited for Magic Mike's Last Dance. Creed 3's coming out. Scream 6. Fast and Furious 10. Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Indiana Jones.
Another Mission Impossible.
Year?
Indiana. Super Mario Brothers is coming out. And the Barbie movie. Did you see the trailer for that? I'm guessing not. But that looks kind of fun, too. So anyway, I'm excited about some of the movies coming out this year. Now that Christmas is over, do you need to return some gifts? According to some marketing data firm, about one-third of retailers are expecting to see about 11 to 20% of all the items that they sold return to the store. You start doing some beep-boop-bop-boop math on that, they're saying items returned going to equal about $170 billion. That's
Holy
a lot
crap.
Of money going back into these stores. After they saw their sales numbers at Christmas, they probably were really excited, right? And then everything comes back, and they're like, oh, man. I had to do some returns at Kohl's day after Christmas.
Did you?
Returned a bunch of Amazon stuff. My wife likes to order a lot of clothes and then tries them on, and then none of them fit. She doesn't like any of them. And then I have to return them.
That's the thing. I can't
buy
clothes
worst.
Online. I don't like buying clothes online.
Well,
for
she
that
buys, like, this shirt that she likes, and she'll buy, like, three sizes and then pants in three different sizes. And then I've got to go in, and we've got to, like, sort through everything so the little QR code matches up with the proper shirt and everything. And I stand there for, like, 20 minutes like an idiot trying to go through all these women's clothes. I have no idea what I'm doing. You don't have to do that?
No, I don't.
My wife hates me. I looked at the guy. He's like, hey, how are you? And I go, I'm not doing very well, sir. Like, look at all these clothes I have to go through. And he laughed. And real quick, there's a study out this morning talking about the importance of staying hydrated. They say that middle-aged people are 20% more likely to die early because we're not drinking enough water. How's your water intake, DT?
Look at this.
You got it. You got
shiny
big,
new,
I got a big jug,
what
too.
Are these things called?
Water containers.
Yeah, but, you know, they're the big stainless steel.
Yeah. Boy, yours is full of ice. Mine's all melted. Also, with this stat, they say before it kills you, being chronically dehydrated makes you 50% more likely to look old. Oh. You'll get sunken eyes and cheeks and dry skin. It just sucks the life out if you're not drinking enough water. So,
and especially in Colorado, important. Which is a very dry state.
It's a desert here, right?
High
What's the rule? Is it still like 19 glasses of water a day or something like that?
No, it's different for each person.
I don't even know if that's a thing
just
anymore,
drink
right?
Water.
It's like you have one glass and get some chapstick. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find it. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a feel-good story this morning. It's a couple in Pennsylvania. They just celebrated their 80th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Can you stand it? They're both 102. They met in high school in 1936, and they got married the day after Christmas, 1942.
Can you imagine
back in 42.
Staying with you for 80 years?
That's a lot of clothes I'm going to have to return. Anyway, it's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Aww.